I will call our Zoom meeting to order.
I just figured this was your, the first official committee meeting of the month, and I'd like to commend our staff for restaurant how to do these virtual meetings. A number of us, of course, have been doing them in the past, but we never used them for this until this year, of course, and hopefully we won't have to do this much more. I just want to just say hello to everybody, and Elaine's good to work. I don't want to bug you, so you got a lot on the agenda. I know the first one's on the agenda for the trails, which is something we each made some slight changes to, and hopefully they'll be able to actually have meetings once we establish the committee again, but who knows when that'll actually happen. Anyway, I'll be signing out. I just wanted to say stop by and say hello.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, stay well.
It's allergies, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my eyes too. You can see my eyes are all.
Where's the number, Dave? In a second.
All right. Well, we called the meeting to order. So we will start with the approval of the minutes. Motion.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes as emailed.
Second.
Am I muted again?
No, I hear you. Okay. All right. Discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Very good. Oh, well, I guess I have to say opposed to you, right? Because don't you have to, like, vocalize your objections now? That way, you know, it's not like a yes or just an assumption. All right. Very good. All right. We will move right into resolutions then. We will start with Resolution 99, reestablishing the Ulster County Trails Committee. This was held off last month. There was some clarification that the committee wanted, and I know that there was some discussion on this and other committees, the economic development, and I'm hoping that those concerns were satisfied. If you can move for discussion.
I'll move for discussion.
And second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion on it?
I just wanted to say that I read it and it seems that the adjustments have clarified the whole concept for me. So
I agree. I read it and I also spoke to Chairman Donaldson about it. And it made sense once I spoke to him. So I'm
okay with it. Yeah, but I feel the same way. I'm happy with the edits. I mean, and Dave and I went back and forth a little bit and got to a place where, well, I mean, I'm on the Economic Development Committee. I'll say the same thing there, and I'm confident if it gets through, you know, no reason to hold it up here and no reason to hold it up there.
Sure.
Exactly.
So everybody was comfortable because, you know, we do have a small part of our trails is rail, and you're comfortable that this will you know, include them in some respect?
Well, the level of inclusion, you know, for the member, the composition of the committee was never in question. So to the level of, you know, the members of the committee as denoted by this resolution are, you know, the level of inclusion, and I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I just want to say to what Laura was saying, I think what worked for me was that the reference to the study was clarified. Rather than referencing the committee, it referenced the study. And so it made it more of a historical kind of a note rather than referencing something that was an active committee. Is that correct, Dave? Is that what you guys did?
Yeah, well, and the whereas clause that was striked, you know, my lack of comfort with it came from the clause implying that this resolution was making a recommendation on a project, and that's not what it's doing. It's creating a committee. committee, so we struck the mention of a phase one project, and but still that the same study that made that recommendation also made the recommendation for this committee, so of course it should be included in the document.
I make a motion that we approve it as amended.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good. Well, opposed? Very good. We will move on to Resolution 146, approving the execution of the contract and the amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with Rising Ground. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Can I just real quickly add one thing on the
second?
I second it.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
I know at the committee chair meeting, I believe Legislator Bartels had asked for some numbers and some quarterly reports based off this contract and the next one. I have reached out to DSS. That meeting was on Friday, so I won't have that information for this meeting, but I plan on having it prior to session, which is just the number of fosters that we're sending to these agencies and any kind of performance measures that we're doing. Like, we require quarterly contracts in the contract, so we'll be providing that information. We are increasing costs here for both this contract and the next one in Resolution 147 because we have exceeded the amount of placements that we had done a kind of a guesstimate on prior to executing this contract.
Okay. Any other discussion? Alright, well, hearing none, all in favor?
Sorry about that. I just had a quick question for Mark.
Yeah, sure.
Mark, is that typical that the adjustment happens, and is that usually like a first quarter adjustment, or is it a mid-year adjustment?
It's all various. There's contracts that we have for these agencies where we don't place a child, and it's based off of very specialized placements, either geography or the reason that, you know, the specialty that these foster care agencies have. So we sometimes don't have a need to place someone in a specific contract, and sometimes, like here, we have to increase the number of allotted spots.
Got it. Okay, so it's really like an as-needed, as-used service kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
If you see me waving my hand, I'll turn the light on.
Yeah. And no opposed.
I think we actually didn't. Don't we have to have a motion to approve it? I don't think we did that.
Yeah.
We moved for discussion. There was a second.
We moved for discussion, but we didn't actually then move to approve the resolution.
No, we just did. I did all in favor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Okay. All right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, we will. Well, we voted and it was approved, no opposed, so we will move on to Resolution 147. So approving the execution of contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with the Julia Dykeman and Dreyse Memorial. Okay, move for discussion.
Ms. Flora, I'll move it.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second. And discussion on the resolution?
I'm trying to catch up, Mark, apparently.
Yeah, Mark? Got anything?
I mean, so this is the same as the last. It's just a different foster care agency. Similar situation.
Gotcha. So, Mark, do we put out RFPs for this type of care? We've been working with these folks for a while.
Typically, there's only a certain amount that are licensed throughout the state. That'll meet the needs of, you know, sometimes the different agencies will only take foster children in certain demographics, etc. So we have different needs and agencies that kind of match those people.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Carried. We will move to 148. Approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with Gateway Community Industries. Move for discussion.
Okay, I'll move that.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion. Questions, concerns, nothing.
I don't.
Okay.
It's Gateway.
Right. Yeah.
No, yeah, okay. It's pretty much a no-brainer.
Yep.
In
okay.
My mind.
All right.
I'll make a motion that we accept it.
Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, opposed? Carried. Very good. We will move on to Resolution 151, confirming the appointment of a member to the Community Services Board.
Can we block 151 through 154?
Through 154. Well, 154 is for the, that's a subcommittee, a substance abuse subcommittee, so that may be different. We could do 151. Oh, yeah, no, 151 through 153, I believe.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion on the block the ones that we can.
Motion on the block. And second?
I'll second.
All right, discussion on the block. And then on the resolutions, motion to approve.
Yeah, is this, I thought that we had a drug task force. Is this formalizing it? Is this something different?
Community Services Board is required by the state. It's one that we've always had, and it's more for overall mental health, not they have they do have certain subcommittees, but the Community Services Board is what kind of oversees our mental health department.
Okay. Which is different than, because we've also appointed people to mental health, I thought.
So this has subcommittees. The Community Services Board is one piece, and then the Community Services Board itself has different subcommittees. One is a substance abuse subcommittee. One is a mental health subcommittee. So you're appointing people to the board, and then you're also appointing them to subcommittee.
Thank you. Are there minutes for these boards?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You need to drop your hand. Correct.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just asking Vicki if staff or Jay, if you guys get from Nettie, sorry, any of you, if you get minutes for these.
Yes.
Okay. So are they available online, or that would that be through the office or through the staff? I don't know. I'm not sure to post them or not.
Okay, that's, I can get in touch with Vicki or Jay or Nettie later. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
We both. Greg, I believe they're available both online, but I believe legislative staff has a copy.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Correct.
Did I lose somebody? Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Well then, and then on the resolutions.
Aye.
Go ahead, Laura.
Do we have a motion on the floor to approve them as blocked?
Yeah.
There was, yeah.
Yeah.
And Where'd the motion come from?
I've made a motion to block them.
You made a motion to block them. Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the blocked resolution.
The blocked resolutions. All right, and a second. On the resolutions, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we got it.
It might have been faster if we didn't block them.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you gotta count the number of times you gotta do that.
Yeah. All right. Resolution 154, confirming the appointment of a member to the Community Services Board Substance Abuse Subcommittee. I guess
we can discuss.
Yeah, I guess we potentially could have blacked that one. It was part of the Community Services Board, but yeah, now you're all right. Yeah, I see it throwing you up your hand.
Anyway,
okay. Motion.
I move.
Second. All right, discussion. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, there you go. Resolution 156. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an amendment to the contract with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection to continue delegation of administration on Section 18 through 38 of the Watershed Regulation.
I'll move to discuss.
Second.
Discussion.
Is Mark still on the line?
Yeah,
you should be.
This is a multi-year contract, right?
Yes. Right.
So this amendment is for the entire multi-year contract or just for this year?
This is for the entire, this is to amend the contract, but it would be for the entire.
The entire life of that contract, right?
Correct.
Okay. So if there are further amendments, say next year or something, it would have to be taken up with whatever the remainder of that contract was at that point, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And just so people are aware, we get, this is revenue money coming in, we do water treatment, we permit the water treatment and inspect water treatment systems, so this is just the DEP giving us money to do it for properties.
I make a motion.
You don't have to move it.
Nope.
It's already been moved. And second, and discussion. And so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Here. Resolution 157, amending the 2020 Ulster County budget. Move for discussion. You got a motion?
Yeah, I'll move to discuss.
All right, a second.
I'll second.
Yeah, so, definitely, Mark, if you could speak to this.
Sure, so, this is just taking, our SNAP grants, Captain Cara, and, our Family First Transition Funds, and, we're transferring funds that were unspent in 19 and carrying them over to the 2020.
I just had one question, Mark. Why were these put together? Because they're really different programs.
They're separate lines within the Department of Social Services. So it's accepting carryover transfer funds. So OTDOT basically just gives us the ability to transfer these over from, you know, unspent money, and also OCFS, unspent money in 1 year carried over to the next. And so it was easy to just have them be, because they're only dealing with one department in one.
Got it. I didn't see the connection between these two. I couldn't quite understand that.
As far as the SNAP goes, you know, being out there delivering food, especially to some of these hotels where we're putting up folks before they find permanent housing. They've been complaining that their benefits are getting cut. Is it possible to talk with you offline, or just to try to figure out why they've been saying their benefits are getting cut, and they're, you know, because UCAT's not running right now. They're having, I mean, food insecurity is bad. I signed 4 more people up at that hotel for food, but 3 times a week isn't enough. And I see you had almost 120,000 that were transferring over from last year.
What was the reason that they had their benefits cut? Did they mention?
You know, I don't know, but I had 3 separate people on 3 separate occasions tell me that their benefits have been cut.
Their SNAP benefits have been cut?
SNAP and, you know, just general, I don't know what you would call the other one, allotment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to have a conversation offline about it. I'll say that these are going to be very personalized situations, and not knowing any of the details, I'm not going to be able to give you any answers for any folks, just because it's not like, you know, obviously in this time, they're definitely not doing across the board cuts in
now. Okay. I guess that was more of a concern, you know, that... you know, perhaps it was across the board, you know, and seeing that with the unemployment, you're probably going to have more of a need right now. So I'm glad we had something left from last year that we can transfer over.
Right. Like Mark said, you'd have to know more details. It's got to be on an individual basis. I'm not aware of any cuts across the board that would have an effect on somebody like that. And you said, what, there were 3 people or more?
There are 3, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know too much, but, you know, when you...
Right, no, definitely, yeah. You don't know the individual situation and as to why they were cut, so, you can always follow up, you know, if they follow up with you, and then I'm sure you with Mark or I, so, okay. All right, very good.
We need a motion to...
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There you go. Okay. Resolution 158. This is amending the 2020 budget to accept an allocation of child abuse or neglect prevention and treatment. This is from CARA, the New York State Office of Children and Family Services. And motion for discussion?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
We'll accept the money, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
An increase. This is on the other side, yeah.
An increase of the grant fund.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Okay. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Resolution 159, authorizing the chair of the Elsa County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreements with the town of Saugerties and the village of Ellenville to provide the services to domestic violence investigators to the Ulster County Family and Child Advocacy Center.
I move for discussion.
I'll second it. I don't have to recuse myself for this, do I? Because it's
what?
Part of Saugerties.
Because you're from Saugerties?
Yeah, because of, that's who I represent. I just want to make
no,
sure.
No.
Okay.
If anything, you're...
Is always,
I'm all for no. it, trust me.
Yeah. So I had a question about this, and this is just a newbie question. Is this a typical thing to authorize the chair to execute agreements?
For intermunicipal agreements. Under our charter, intermunicipal agreements have to be signed by the chair.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Anybody want a quick, brief kind of background on this, or are we good?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm concerned about is given that everybody's locked up in their house, I'm hearing domestics are on the rise. Fortunately, traffic accidents and everything aren't, but so yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. So, I mean, as you noted, you know, there's some, I think, anecdotal evidence that some of these cases are on the rise. The Family and Child Advocacy Center, we take a police officer, and we have two other, I think, law enforcement, I believe they're state police, that work out of the center. We have basically four agents. We have an Ellenville police officer, a Saugerties police officer, and then the two state police. And they team up with one of the DSS employees, and they each have about a 20 case a month caseload. And these are some of our more complex physical abuse, child fatalities, domestic violence, trafficking, some of our kind of more complex cases. And they work, you know, each team, like I said, work on about 20 of those. And we work with different municipalities, but we try to focus on where a lot of this crime is coming from. And right now there's you know, some evidence that there's a decent amount of Saugerties in Ellenville. And then, you know, the other two teams work the rest. It's great for the municipalities because it gives them an opportunity to have this police officer to be trained. I think this is a 2 or 3 year commitment to the Family and Child Advocacy Center, and then they go back and they return and have those skills to bring back to their own police department at the end of it.
Thanks, Mark.
I move that we approve this resolution.
It's already been on the table, so
it is. So, all right.
For discussion.
We're catching on slowly.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Let's see. Resolution 160, amending the 2020 budget to accept an allocation of funds from the National Center on Child Abuse and Neglect to enhance the Family Assessment Response Program.
I'll make the motion.
We need a second.
I'll second.
Okay, discussion.
We're going to accept money to assist towards this. It's again another no-brainer.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We'll go to Resolution 161, amending the 2020 budget to accept an additional allocation of funds from the New York State Office of Children and Family Services to continue Safe Harbor program, great program. To discuss?
Make it.
Second?
I'll second.
And
Craig, you said it. It's an awesome program. I'm a little familiar with it. It's awesome.
Very good. Any further discussion? Receive the money. Good with that. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Very good. That is, yep, that was it for resolutions. Do we have any new business, old business to discuss?
Yeah, how'd you get that really cool green screen behind you?
Main? Yeah, it was from my camera roll. It's actually a picture from when we went apple picking in New Paltz.
Past
October, yeah, so I had an option to put that back there, so yeah, no, it looks good.
I gotta try to figure that out for next time.
Sorry,
Tracy, I'm not
nice
surprised you don't
green and blue, considering it's been nasty out today. Yeah. Good.
We're not running with you in the air. Calm down.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think we kept it under the hour, right, Jay? Are we good?
You're good.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. Unless you want to stick around. Second?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.